Rice farming is new to the Northeast. What's thought to be the first commercial rice farm in New York, the ever-growing family farm, was started less than a decade ago by a Gambian musician and his American wife. With the help of volunteers, the farm has survived, though it's a ways from thriving, and it's not certain they'll be able to keep going. This year's harvest is nearly done. Karen Michelle reports.
Infamara Mbaji wears an outfit printed with red, green, and yellow maps of Africa and meandering gray elephants, topped by a hat festooned with juts of gray sheep hair.
All right. Morning, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. My name is Infamara. So we are very happy to...
Most of the rice harvest is done by hand, lots of hands. On this day, there's Baji, his wife Don Hoyt, two sons, a cousin or three, and a bunch of either barefooted or rubber-booted, mostly youngish volunteers.
My name's Evan Hanser.
I'm Rachel Brotman.
This is the couple's third harvest at Evergrowing.
It's truly one of the most joyous experiences we had of last year.
Pre-pandemic, Handler had a restaurant in Brooklyn. He's still got one in Tokyo. He knows rice. And this rice?
Yeah, it's really delicious. It's so good.
Infamara Mbaji came to the U.S. in the early 2000s as an artist, a drummer, performing and giving workshops. That's how he met his future wife, Don Hoyt. By 2013, they'd married and found what seemed like an unlikely place with a large enough house for their combined family and a swamp. Okay, a wetland. He wanted a place to grow rice, as he and his Jola ancestors in Gambia had done. His Queens-born wife was skeptical.
I told him he was crazy. We can't grow rice in New York.
Cornell University agronomist Erica Steiger, who'd spent 15 years in West Africa, assured the couple it was possible.
There's all the different environments where you can grow rice. Yeah, you won't find the same environment here than you will find it in Gambia. But because they know the crop so well, they can adjust.
Though some traditions persist. Drummers accompany the harvest, celebrating, encouraging the scythe-wielding workers to keep cutting. Don Hoyt and I are walking, mucking, through the squishy, slightly raised areas between the 15 or so paddies, waterlogged patches of rice plants, their tassels protruding. This isn't your supermarket generic rice. There are varieties from West Africa, Asia, and the States.
This is a rice that supposedly enslaved Africans carried in their hair to South Carolina, Trinidad, and then people brought some seed to Philadelphia.
A couple of years ago, after drying and milling, the crop yielded about 1,000 pounds, priced at $8 a pound. This year's harvest isn't quite done, but the family knows that none of them can give up their day jobs. The yield is much smaller. Torrential rainfall's the suspected culprit. Don Hoyt figures that may ultimately not be so terrible.
And with climate change, now the Northeast is getting warmer and wetter. And we have a lot of land that would be considered marginal land that would be perfect for rice paddies.
Still, going from pioneer to permanent rice farm is a daunting prospect. That's, given the many hours and the few financial returns, a challenge that, like the farm's name, is ever growing. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York's Hudson Valley.